During that time frame, the S&P 500 went from here to here, and gold went from here, volatile, but to here. So basically higher, back to unchanged, and then working its way higher again. Okay, so it's a creepy parallel.
Welcome to the Morning Markets and Metals with Vince Lancey, where each morning Vince brings you the financial and precious metals news to get you ready for your day. And now, here's Vince.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Vince Lancey, and today's market rundown, it's Monday. We will discuss a creepy analog, remembering the last time the Fed cut 50 basis points. We will also be discussing Hartnett and his reaction or commentary on the Fed cut, as well as some other items pertinent to it, specifically in the gold environment. Okay, let's start with the markets first. The dollar is down dollar's up 17, off the highs, but still very strong. 10-year yields are up a basis point at 375. The S&P 500 is 5712, up 13. The VIX is 1643, up 27. Gold is 2624, essentially on the highs, up $2 and change after being down, I think, as much as $5 on the lows. Silver 30, spot 73, down 42 cents. Significant, also about 20 cents off its lows. Copper is down a penny at 429. Gold, silver is higher, as you can imagine. WTI is 72.52, up 2.3 cents. Natural gas 247, up a nickel. Bitcoin 63,432, down 144, but out of that range between 58 and 61. Ethereum 26.48, up 66, but still weak. Palladium down 11 at 10.51, and platinum 9.62, down 15. Soybean, corn, and wheat are all strong. Wheat is, you can't see wheat. Wheat is up 11 cents at 585. Corn is up 5.5 cents at 396. And soy is up a percentage point, 11 cents at 1040. So wheat leading the pack and soy bringing up the rear. Quick comment about this silver chart. We discussed it during the Sunday Founders discussion, and I want to share this with you. During that time frame, quick comment. The question was raised, how does silver look, generally speaking, amongst the participants? And the comment I had made looking at an hourly chart was the following. We were here, and I said that we looked at the MACD, and the MACD hourly was working off being oversold. All right. It was working off being overbought, sorry, right? And the other, and as you went up the ladder, the 2 hour, the 4 hour, the daily, it became more and more healthy. So the hourly looked very bad. The 2 hour looked semi bad. The 3 hour looked, who cares? No one looks at it except me. The 4 hour looked good. The daily looked great. And the comment that was made and that is holding so far is I had two levels to be concerned with, meaning if the market needed to sell off to work some of that overboughtness off as it was showing on the hourly. The first price I had was 3080, which came in around here, a ledge, right? So if it held 3080, the hourly could just be digested, be subsumed, and the market can go up again. The second one was about 3060. Now, we broke that, and that's pretty bad. Second one came in right around in here, I put, right? And we broke that, but now we're above it. So overnight trading, I'm not going to say it doesn't count, but I'm going to say that it's healthy. I would not expect silver to hold again if it goes below here during the day. However, right now, it has worked off. Here, I'll stretch this out for you guys a little bit. The working off the overbought looks like it may have crested, peaked, and now it's working its way down. This would be significant because then you could see the daily do its thing in the market and go higher. That said, the caveat is this needs, now we're looking at the 4 hour, this needs to turn, okay? Because if this is growing, right, you technical guys, then this is a bear flag. And until that 4 hour shrinks, this needs to be looked at carefully as a bear flag. Okay. To the news items or to the news itself. Homepage, 1976 politically driven inflation reignition. That was also posted on Zero Hedge. It's unlocked. And if you're a child of the 70s, or if you want, if your dad's a child of the 70s, you should probably take a look at that because it covers rate cuts, politically driven rate cuts, as the title says. Powell capitulates. You guys are familiar with that one. Big funds took FOMC profits. We'll be discussing that. All right. The creepy rate cut. On September 18th, 2007, before the Great Financial Crisis, the Fed cut rates 50 basis points. I'll read from you. The Federal Reserve cut the largest on a key short-term interest rate by half of a percentage point Tuesday to 4.75 in a bold acknowledgement that the central bank is concerned the mortgage meltdown plaguing Wall Street and Main Street could hurt the economy. Now, they didn't say that. CNN Money said that. The Fed also indicated that more cuts could be on the way. Excuse me, news that investors cheered. But it gets better. Now, where did that go? Here it is. Later on in that article, they start interviewing Wall Street people. And the quote, I kid you not, quote, "We're having champagne and cookies," Skranka said. "This is not a magical elixir that solves our subprime problems overnight, but it is a big step in the right direction to keep the economy growing. The Fed is sending a strong message that it won't get behind the curve. We're having champagne and cookies." Are you joking? You know, and incredulousness aside at the statement, the Fed won't get behind the curve. It's, if you take the champagne and cookies part out, it's almost like this person is saying what Powell said at the podium. What were the effects or aftermath of that rate cut? 50 basis points, September 18th. Exactly. What is that? September 7 to 24. What's that? 17 years later? 17 years earlier, September 18th, 50 basis point cut. Big rally, rallies for a couple weeks afterwards, and then whoosh, it's over. That's the beginning of the Great Financial Crisis. Let's zoom out a little bit. During that time frame, the S&P 500 went from here to here, and gold went from here, volatile, but to here. So basically, higher, back to unchanged, and then working its way higher again. Okay? So it's a creepy parallel. Sorry. And I won't take credit for it. I don't know his name on social media, except that he's on Substack, Not Your Advisor. He's an ex-NYU grad. He's a trader, 25 years, man after my own heart, as a New Yorker and an actual person who traded in New York markets. Anyway, credit to him. I just threw a couple charts up there and did a little digging afterwards. Moving on. There are a couple things that we covered over the weekend, and there are other stories as well, but I think these are relevant. Hartnett weighs in. Hartnett, the 50 basis point panic cut. Wall Street loves panic cuts when there's no panic, Hartnett says. Powell's cut was to rescue the small businessmen and prevent them from too many layoffs. No other reason makes sense to him. Hence our title. There is, and this is now I'm quoting Hartnett again, there is a good chance inflation will mutate from Wall Street to Main Street again. And here's a chart that we kind of marked up there. There's a crisis after every one of these circles. There's no crisis here, at least not yet. So he's getting ahead of something or he's politically motivated. Those are the two things. I want to trust him, but I can't because his logic at the podium made no sense. Commitment of traders analysis. We had an extended, this is a very wonky thing, so I'll just give you the bullet points. Big funds took FOMC profits after the Fed announcement. Now banks are at their all-time high short positions with open interest not near its all-time highs yet. Banks continue to show almost no option exposure. Net fund positions also are now over 55% of total OI, which is higher than the COVID peak. Pretty significant. Here's the 5 days in question. By the way, bank shorts, so if you're cheering their losses, the market rallied like another 50 bucks after the SCOT report. So they're down between $1 and $1.5 billion. David Lee, I think, alerted me to that. Final story, again, related to that. At 4 p.m., after the Fed announcement and GLD's close, and after the market had washed out on Fed Day, new highs and then washed out, profit taking. A significant chunk of gold 3,000 calls traded OTC, and we put it in context in a mini pod. So we caught this and threw it up. Again, that may have also come from someone else. I forget now, but we did a lot of follow up on it. All right, moving on. So those are three news items. In the market news itself, you could just read these stories yourself. But there seems to be an overwhelming mention of chip manufacturing. There's one that I don't have in there. Apple is making chips locally. You've got Intel. People are investing in Intel. They're not going to let Intel go bankrupt. We're going to be building chips in the UAE, so that'll help their region, but at the same time help our economy. That's all part of cross-pollination. You're going to see these are real stories. You're also going to see a lot of them coming to the election because it's going to promote Build Back Better or whatever he's calling it. Politics, geopolitics, government shutdown circus is about to begin. Get ready for it. Here we go. It happens every year. Data on deck. The data on deck will be inflationary focused now. So is inflation reemerging? And it's probably going to be reemerging. The other focus, it's a minor focus, but it'll be there, will be if economic data is really, really weak, then the market will start to want another 25 basis point cut. So just keep that in mind. That's the market's expectations. Going back to things, let's throw gold up. Throw the daily up. I mean, after last week, how can you not have a retracement? And we're not. I think the takeaway from this morning's activity, especially last night, gold's up, $2. The dollar was up 40, right? Here, I put that up there. The dollar was up 40 last night on the highs. And gold was down like $3, $4. And silver was down 60, 80 cents. And I think the silver market is again being sold on the back of dollar buying. Look, gold buying. No one's going to sell gold until the events are over, which should make you be aware that something could happen when the events are over. And that'll be a dip to buy if you're a fundamentalist in the gold market. So in the meantime, silver lower is a gift. Unless copper cracks, I don't see why silver's 40 cents lower. Except so someone else can buy it. All right, that's it. I'm Vince. Have a great day.
Thanks for watching this morning's Markets and Metals with Vince Lancey, brought to you each day by Miles Franklin Precious Metals, who we encourage you to contact for your next gold or silver order. And Miles Franklin brings us a gold and silver special each week. And if you've been looking for a pullback in the rally to purchase gold and silver, this week's deals include 1 ounce silver Philharmonics from the Austrian Mint in Austria, go figure. Fortunately, these beautiful coins are only $3.10 over spot. While we still do have silver under the $30 level, which it obviously eclipsed earlier this year. And on the gold side, this week's special is 1 ounce gold Kourants for only $60 over spot. Again, you can place an order by calling 833-326-4653 or emailing us at arcadia@milesfranklin.com. Happy to answer any questions you have and get you set up with whatever you need. So call us at 833-326-4653. And as always, thanks for watching. Please note that this video is not intended as legal, licensed financial trading advice and is to be used for informational purposes only. Please contact your financial advisor before making any decisions. And thanks for watching.